This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. For the first-time listeners out there, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Keith Nash of Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Chattanooga. Welcome, Keith. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thanks, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. I've heard wonderful things about you and your podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that shout out. We're trying our best to get better known in the community, so thank you for saying that. You know, we're here today to meet you and learn more about what you do and who Voda is. And but before we jump right into that, would you like to share anything regarding you and your family with us?
I'm married. Been married for, gosh, it'll be 10 years this October. We've got three little boys, Kip, Bo, and Jack. They are six, just turned five, and two. And you may hear the two-year-old in the background during this. Okay. And we've got one dog named Becky, and she's awesome.
All right. And don't leave Becky out. That's
nope,
for sure.
Got to mention the dog. She's great.
What kind of dog is Becky?
She's a mixed breed. We got her from the animal shelter. So
okay.
We don't really know.
I'm a dog owner myself. So my boy's name's Clyde. He's a boxer. So I mention him pretty frequently myself.
Did he come with gloves?
Did what?
Did he come with gloves? He's a boxer.
He didn't come with gloves. I'm still looking for the gloves. you know, I tell you what, let's just jump in, Keith. Tell me all about Voda Cleaning and Restoration of Chattanooga.
Yeah. So Voda is the Serbian word for water. And I like to say that when there's water where it shouldn't be, we help get it out. We do a lot of water damage restoration. For instance, when if your water supply line to your refrigerator leaks, and causes damage, we come in and fix it. And, we replace everything and make it so like it, like it wasn't even there, we also do, storm damage mitigation and remediation as well. Tree falls on your house, something like that, or a fire happens. We come in and handle all of that. We do all the build back and get you back with your life. Get things back to normal for you. Yeah. And then on top of that, because of all this equipment that we use to pull water out, we also can use that equipment to clean your carpets, clean your upholstery, and clean your tile and grout as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's all the same equipment.
There you go. So somebody has problem with some type of water issue, water damage, or whatever, you come in and help them get the water out. And while you're there, you can also help them clean up and get their carpet looking like new and their grout. So that's all.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of times when there's a leak or something and there's water on the carpet, you're going to want to get it cleaned after it's dried anyways.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, we can do all of that together.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. Clap, thanks for pointing that out. So tell us about your journey. How did you decide to get into this business?
Well, probably about year and a half ago, I realized I was having some job dissatisfaction, and it finally dawned on me, well, it's because I've always been working for other people. So I started researching, businesses and landed on Voda, a Voda franchise as an avenue that was really appealing to me. Number one, it was in the home services space. I come from a family of plumbers, so I'm it's in my blood to help people. And number two, I wanted to be in an industry where I was helping people. And, when somebody has storm damage to their house, it's a very upsetting time. And, you know, there's a lot there. Unfortunately, there are people in the industry who take advantage of those. So for me, there's this kind of like emotional roller coaster that happens where it's like, you know, I'm really upset for these people that, you know, that they suffered this loss. But at the same time, me knowing what we do and how we do it and my ethics and my moral standing, I know that we can come in and be sure that these people are taken care of properly.
Absolutely. Yeah, that you're right. It's a terrible time when you have to go through something like that. I've talked to several people just lately that were in the path of the tornado in mm-hmm. That came up through East Brainerd and Ooltewah back a few years ago. And so, it's a terrible, terrible situation to happen.
Yeah. And my mother-in-law's house actually suffered damage during those storms too.
Yeah. Well, then, firsthand what somebody went through then, because it's a bad time. You know, mm-hmm. you lose things that you cherished and you lose very expensive items that you paid for. So it's great to know that people like you are around.
Yeah. And during those times, you know, you have so much to worry about, you know, and so much on your plate. You know, if we can only help put your house back together for you and get all the water out of there and be sure that there's no microbial growth happening, you know, once everything is put back together, that's one less thing you have to worry about.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if you get that mold and mildew and you breathe it long enough and it gets in your system, it can cause a lot of damage on your body, wreak a lot of damage. So
it really can. Yeah. And there's a lot of health side effects that happen with mold growth and what we call suspected microbial growth. You know, we do mold mitigation as well. Usually whenever there's water anywhere standing for a long period, usually anything more than 3 days, there is a chance for microbial growth to happen. Some of it's really nasty. There was a guy who, you know, was teaching my certification classes who wasn't wearing proper personal protective equipment, PPE, while he was doing mold jobs. And he has lifelong side effects because of that. So what we like to do is, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, basements and crawl spaces, we like to be sure that the humidity there is down below the threshold so that it's not, usually about a 60% threshold, and it varies from place to place, but we like to be sure the humidity is low enough so that it's not an environment in which microbial growth can occur.
Yeah. And, you know, just to share a quick story, how important that is. I knew of a gentleman that got the black mold in his brain and oh yeah, he got in terrible condition, almost died from it. And it was just from a repeated breathing. He didn't even know it was present. It was hidden. He didn't know it was present. Mm-hmm. And he was breathing it over and over and over and almost passed away. So it's very important what you do to help clean up issues like that and cause it to be safe to live there again.
I tell you, Scott, if there's ever, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's ever a situation where you've had water or you've discovered a leak, it is vitally important that you call a professional to open up the walls and investigate the full extent of that water and where that leak went to. And then just, you know, to hit it with some antimicrobial agents. And we use antimicrobials that are incredibly effective and also, you know, safe for the environment as well. So yeah, I did that just on a house across the street just the other day. You know, we had to open up the walls and trace it back because there was mold that just kept going, you know, so we want to be sure that's completely remediated.
Yeah. Very important. You know, when you're dealing with things like this and people aren't, you may be aware of the danger. They aren't aware of the danger of the mold and the mildew and what it can do to their bodies. And they think, you know, I'll just put a little bleach on it and it'll go away. You know, can you kind of help dispel some of those myths and misconceptions about things like that, that people may, you know, run into?
Well, first off, it's not really advisable to use bleach on an enclosed space where mold can occur. Because mold grows on confined spaces. And what you're doing is you're spraying bleach in an unventilated area in most instances. So we don't use bleach, ever. you know, we have other antimicrobial agents that we use and other products that are, you know, certified green and are family friendly. You know, like I said, I have three children. You know, I would never use any product that my kids couldn't be around. You know, I occasionally I smoke a cigar, you know, my wife isn't too happy with the smell. So we actually have one of these products that I use and spray it directly on my clothing. And it, you know, it takes the smell away, but it's also one of the products we use regularly in our cleaning and in deodorizing jobs or odor removal jobs as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's great news to hear that you've got the type of products that people need. You know, I mentioned bleach a while ago, you know, growing up in the deep South, you know, we have duct tape, we have bleach, you know, and we think that fixes everything, you know.
But I was once told that if duct tape, twisty ties, and a hammer can't fix it, it's broken.
Right. Oh my goodness. I can relate to that in so many different levels.
Yeah. So in my field, I guess, you know, if our antimicrobials can't fix it, it's broken. There you go.
I can tell you like to have fun. You like to cut up and have fun. So let me ask you this. So you got this small, young family. What do y'all like to do for fun when you're not working?
Well, when we're with the kids, you know, we're at that age where, you know, youth sports are just starting to happen and it's taken up a whole bunch of time. We spend a lot of time at church. You know, that was really important to us, was to get plugged into a good church family in here. So, when we moved up to Chattanooga, you know, 3 years ago. So, we spend a lot of time at church. We do youth sports. And then, you know, we go out to dinner on Friday, every Friday night with my in-laws. You know, I'm blessed. My in-laws are fantastic. Hey, Mick. Hey, Cindy, how you doing? Love you guys. Yeah, when we're not doing that, when it's just my wife and I, we like to go to concerts. There's this one folk music band that we follow. Whenever they come to Atlanta or Nashville, we always go and see them. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm a music lover myself, so I can completely understand that. You know, getting just a little bit more personal, Keith, can you describe one hardship or life challenge maybe that you've experienced, and now that you've rose above it and came through it, you can say, you know, I'm better or stronger for that experience.
Yeah, that is really personal.
Yeah.
So there is this stigma around miscarriages, and we've had three in our, you know, in our marriage, and it's understandable that not many women talk about it because it's a painful experience to go through, and even as a father, you know. And we had our first miscarriage you know, a couple years after we got married, when we wanted to start having kids. And then we had our rainbow baby, my oldest, and he's awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, after our third, we got pregnant two more times because we wanted to have a fourth. Cause I was the youngest of three. I still am the youngest of three, I guess. and you know, I always wanted a little brother. You know, I wanted there to be four of us. Yeah. So for us, you know, going through that really helped me appreciate the family that I have, you know. Yeah. And also kind of opened our hearts to you know, to adoption. You know, we're in the process of that right now, trying to, you know, adopt another little baby. So yeah. Awesome. I think, you know, we've got exactly the number of children that God intended us to have right now. And you know, it's really helped open my eyes to what it means to be a father and to appreciate what I actually have.
I know that was tough. Y'all that can't see Keith, he teared up and that was tough to talk about, but you know, there's no telling how many people are going to hear this and going to go, wow, I'm experiencing that too. And I appreciate him sharing that, him being bold enough to share that. It doesn't matter how old or how young we are when we lose someone, it's always tough to lose someone. And my condolences to you, but congratulations as well on those three little boys. And I hope everything awesome. Works out on the adoption end too for y'all. I know that's got to be exciting times. You know, getting back to the business portion of it, Keith, of what you do, if there was one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business, one thing that you could shout from the rooftops and let them know about Keith Nash and Voda Cleaning Restoration of Chattanooga, what would it be? Take your time.
Voda isn't here to tell you how to clean your house. I'm not here to tell you, what's dirty in your house. I'm here to help you when you find something that is dirty and needs to be cleaned. We're your restoration and cleaning sidekick. You know, all we want to do is help you once you've identified the problem. If you need help identifying the problem, certainly we can help you with that. But we're not going to come in and, make you feel like your house is dirty everywhere. That's just not our MO. You know, we want to help you get things back to the way that you think they should be, so that way you can get on with your life.
Absolutely. Well, that's important because nobody likes to be shamed. That's for sure. we all have different ways of looking. I say that all the time. You know, I don't see things just like everybody else does. So I can completely understand that. Well, I know there's a lot of folks who are going to say, hey, that's great. We love Keith. We love what he's saying. We love his message. We love his company philosophy. But how do we get a hold of him? So tell me, online or offline, how do people reach out to you? How do they learn more?
Yeah, that's a great question. So people can go to myvoda, myvoda.com. If you want to go specifically to my page, it's myvoda.com/Chattanooga-TN. But if you just go to myvoda.com, you can find me from there. Or you can give me a phone call. You can call me at 423-690-7141.
Okay. And are you on social media or anything out there?
We are. We're on Facebook. You can find us on Google. We're all over. We're on Instagram too.
All right.
And if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you may or may not see some specials come through.
May or may not.
Speaking of specials, right now we're offering 40% off for new residential customers for cleanings.
Okay. New residential customers. All right. Awesome. Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Time offer. So, if you listen to this podcast, 6 months from now, the offer may still not be there, but give me a call anyways. We'll see.
There's probably another offer after that one you can still take advantage of, though, right? Something's coming down the pike. Coming down the pike. Well, Keith, it was wonderful meeting you. Great learning more about Voda Cleaning and Restoration, and hope you're to our best wishes to your continued success.
Thank you so much, Scott. This was a pleasure.
Oh, pleasure was mine. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Keith and learning more about Voda, I know he hopes that you'll take a moment to consider all he has to offer and remember him when you need or want the products and services that he provides. And before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Sky Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.